Mark 1, verses 16 to 20. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. They followed him.
Wonderful. Thank you, Esther. Morning, everyone. Are we okay? Good. Isn't it good to actually sing?
Oh. It was beautiful, wasn't it? Oh, I was just taking my mic was on.
Yeah, it was lovely. Absolutely. Okay, while Daisy and I write our talk, we'd really like you to answer these three questions.
Oh, there they are.
In small groups, please, because today you are all going to get involved. This is not the type of day just to go during
not
the talk.
You do that,
all right,
no way.
This is not the day. So in your group you sat with or with people around you, don't leave people on their own, but discuss these three questions. 3, 2, 1, go. So, the first question, Daisy, is...
Name the two disciples first mentioned in the reading.
Ooh, good question.
We're going to do, like, some answers for people.
We will do in a little while.
Oh, we're just going to see.
Cool. Question two is, finish this sentence. Come follow me, and I will make you beep.
Fill in the blank. And then the third question is, what is the name of James and John's dad?
Ooh.
He's an absolute legend.
He
I like
is.
This guy.
Springs a lot.
Yeah. Do we do like a little countdown? Dun 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 dun.
Do 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 do. Boom! Lovely. Okay.
Beautiful.
Right then. So, who were the first two disciples mentioned in our reading, Gareth? Wow.
James and John.
Excellent. Yes, round of applause. Gareth got it right, everyone.
That was really okay. Bad planning. It's on the screen. Oh,
actually, you're not right.
Oh. What was it? Come on then, Rick.
This is so well prepped. 1 minute. It is Mark 1. Simon and Andrew. Sarah. Sarah knows her Bible better than all of the staff team. Excellent. Okay, next question is, finish this sentence, come follow me and I will make you...
Me.
Michelle!
Fishes of men.
Yay! Very good! And finally, Daisy, you get to pick on someone this time. What is the name of James and John's dad?
Simon looks really desperate to answer, go on.
No, it's not Papa John.
Gosh, okay, someone else,
okay, people in
Effie,
the room.
Go on.
Yes, Zebedee. Not apparently not the guy from Magic Roundabout from way back in the day. Anyway, everybody, as I've said, Daisy and I are doing the kind of tag team and the talk together. We're going to share some things, and then what we'd really love you to do is to have a conversation around your groups, all right? So there's going to be questions that come up. We'll read them out to you. But get involved with each other. Find out what the other person really thinks. Look at them in the eye, you know. On the screen, you'll be able, at home, you'll be able to see them. And maybe on the people next to you, just look them in the eye and go, what do you think to that? There's no right or wrong answer to any of our questions, are there?
Yeah. No wrong answers.
Not to those questions. That was a right or wrong answer.
That was a quiz.
And sadly, Gareth... We need to get you into your Bible, which actually leads me quite nicely. Thank you for that. Over from starting the 1st of August, we'd really love as many of us to download the YouVersion Bible app and to also get Google or within that search 30 days in the Gospel of Mark. And the idea is that we're all going to do it together. All right. It does follow our teaching. We're going to look at some of the readings from this, but it's just a case of for the next 30 days over August, whatever it is, get into the Bible. understand the Gospel of Mark. It is brilliant. It is so exciting because we started this new series, The New Normal. How's the new normal for you, Daisy?
Oh, it's beautiful. I got to sing.
Exactly. Woo! The new normal is good. And that's what we're going to look at, two main things in the book of Mark. Mm-hmm. That's identity and our mission. All right, because I think we've had this real shaking down season of who am I, what am I, which we're going to talk about today. And that taps into who am I, our identity, but then also what am I here to do? And that's what we're going to do over these next number of weeks. Next week we're hitting pause because it's New Wine Breaks Out. Woo-hoo! Yes. So where exciting. Are you for you, New Wine Breaks
I'm
Out?
I'm in Newcastle. I'm helping out with the Luminosity.
Wow. Yay. Yes. So. Yeah. If you're in Luminosity, watch Daisy and the rest of the crew. And me and Effie, we're going to be hosting kids. It's going to be epic. Right then. So, Daisy, who are you?
I'm Daisy. Who are you, Rick?
I'm Rick. Very good. We've answered that. What stage of life are you at, Daisy?
What stage of life am I at? I'm on a gap year, friends. It's been a very weird gap year.
Yeah. 16-month long gap year, right?
Yeah, it's very, very long. It might get longer. We never know.
We never know.
But yeah, I'm on a gap year. If you don't know me, I'm Gareth and Lizzie's daughter, so I'm here for quite a while.
Question.
Oh, go on.
Actually, because we all know, if you're regulars here at St. Philip's, if Gareth and Lizzie say your name, like Daisy or Lucy or Toby, does that mean, because they have to give you a pound?
Yeah, we have like copyright in our family.
Question. And we'll take a vote. Should Daisy give a pound every time she mentions Gareth and Lizzie's name? Hands up if you think yes.
I'm going to be bankrupt. I work at
She is
cafe,
on a gap year, people.
You know, minimum wage, guys.
She's on a gap year, so if you're able to help her out with the funds to every time she mentions Gareth and Lizzie, that would be really helpful.
Yeah,
and final question, what's your favourite fish?
My favourite, well, Rick, we were going through this before. Is an octopus a fish?
Ooh.
It's a very important question. No? Yeah? Yeah, you know? Rick, what's your favourite fish? Go on.
Nemo.
Yeah.
Nemo is my favourite fish. Or Dory. Sometimes I'm more like Dory. great. So, Daisy, we've just heard our reading. And Jesus rocks up to the shoreline and says, come follow me. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you quickly summarise where you were when you said yes, when Jesus gave you the invitation to come and follow him.
Yeah, so I've been a Christian my whole life. My parents raised me in a very great, amazing Christian household. Yeah, they've not told me to say that it's good, you know. It's all fun, though. But I actually said yes to Jesus when I was about 12 or 13, and I was at New Wine, actually. And they called us up, and they said, if you've not said yes to Jesus, now's your time. Like, you can say yes to him and say, yes, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to live for you. And I was like, I've actually never said yes to God. Like, I've kind of just stuck around my parents. They never forced me to go to church, but I was just always there. And I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do in my life. I want to live my life for God. I want to live for him. I don't want to just do my own thing. So I said yes to Jesus, and it's been a whirlwind of a journey, but it's been really fun, and I'm so glad I did.
Amazing. Mm. And as we that's the first part of calling.
Yeah, totally.
When we hear Jesus say, come follow me, I'm here. Come and do it. Come follow me. But then it goes deeper, which we're going to unpack in a moment, about what is our actual calling. What's our life thing to do here on planet Earth for Jesus? Because we've all got gifts and skills in the room, at home. How do we use those? So what I'd really love you to do now is answer this question. It's not a right or wrong question. It's over to you. Discuss. Let's have the question up for me, please. Do you actually know what your calling is? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Discuss with the person next to you. If you're not sure, and you're like, well, I'm not really sure, I don't know what my calling is, why don't you just talk about the things that you're really passionate about? All right? And don't just put Netflix.
Yeah, please do.
All right? Netflix is not a calling. It's a time waster. So, discuss, couple of minutes. Do you know what your calling is? If you do, share it. If you don't, that's okay, but start talking about your passions. Boys and girls, get involved. Maybe you know your calling already, which would be incredible. Or maybe you just want to talk about the things that you really love about God's world. Go for it. Over to you. Do, 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 do.
Ding!
Lovely.
That was really fun.
Okay, that was really high. But anyway, sorry, everybody. We're going to keep on moving. We want you to start talking. You'll get used to giving short answers, I'm sure.
You can talk about it after the service.
Yeah, or after the service. Yeah. We've got plenty of time for you to talk about it around teams and around coffee.
Boom.
All right, so it's quite amazing that you're still a follower of Jesus then.
Somehow, I don't know how,
Somehow. I mean, I'm taking most of the blame for that because I was the youth leader for a bit. But kind of like living out your faith, living out your calling, like, do you know what you feel called to? Have you had a sense about that? What does that kind of look like when you sense what you're called to do for Jesus?
Well, yeah, when I was younger, so from the age of about 11 till literally this year, I felt really called to be an actress. And I felt God be like, yeah, this is what I feel like you want to do. And I felt God just say, yes, yes, yes. I had an agent and everything. I was so involved. And this year, last year, I applied to drama school, didn't get in, which is really normal for people who know the arty stuff. And then I tried again this year and I didn't get in. And I was like, okay, God, I can either do two things. I can go again and try again. And if you want me there, you'll open the door, or I can try something new. And I was like, okay, Daze, I think this is the time to start something new. And I felt God just close that door for a bit. And he might open it again. We never know those kind of things. So yeah, but I realized that the reason I wanted to act was because I wanted a platform to speak about justice and broken people and the vulnerable in society. And I wanted to make that known. And I wanted to speak it out in the media. And I was like, I didn't actually ever want to act. It was more of a, I want the, like, the actually what you get from acting. And I was like, I can do that with other jobs. I don't have to do that one pathway to get there. So recently, I've decided that I'm going to either go to university to study journalism and media and law and all that fun stuff, or go to Hong Kong to, very different things, to go and work with, like, people in those situations, work in a drug rehabilitation place. Is that how, rehab
yeah.
place
well
with Christians. I know I said a word, I'm so proud. But yeah, very different things, but actually that bring about a similar outcome. So I'm just trying to figure that out.
So you feel like you're called into the people who are broken, the least, the lost,
yeah.
the broken,
yeah, totally.
The vulnerable. And you felt that for a long time.
Yeah.
And so now you're at a point where, actually, maybe I should do uni, okay? Or I should go to Hong Kong, where you've been before.
Yes, I have.
And you've been to the place that you think, and actually to work with the real broken people, coming off drugs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really important moment
yeah,
for us
really
to take
important.
A live vote.
Yeah, live vote. We're doing it, guys.
Prayerfully. I want you to put your hand up. Should she go to uni?
I'm not going
or
to.
Or should she go to Hong Kong?
Should we just put a disclaimer out there? Whatever happens, I'm not going to be like, right, okay, let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
whatever these
my
people
bags.
Say. But it is interesting, isn't it, that Daisy's known for a long time. Like, when would you say you started thinking about injustice and feel like...
It was when I said yes to Jesus. I knew that that was the reason. I was like, people prayed over me and said, Daisy, you're going to go through battles in this life to get to justice. And I knew that, and it was spoken over me from such a young age. And I think... sometimes we forget those words and pictures that are given to us, and then they come back and you're like, whoa, I went off track there, but actually I'm slowly getting back on track to that. But yeah, it's been years and years and years, and I think a lot of us forget what we actually originally said yes to Jesus for.
Yeah.
And that was what I said yes to.
And that was a real, like, our reading talks about that the disciples just dropped and went because Jesus said, come follow me. Daisy said yes at the age of 13, even though she'd known it for a long time, and then all of a sudden, that's at that point when God dropped those things into her. Maybe for you, you've got some things that maybe God has said to you way, way back that may be a part of your calling. Some of us in this room know our calling really, really well.
Yeah.
All right? But others of us, we're still like, I don't know. I still want to know what I'm going to do when I grow up.
Should we do a live vote for you?
Yeah, do a live vote for me.
Okay,
that'd be really cool.
Will Rick become a children's minister or a footballer?
Oh.
Hands up.
Oh. But I think that, you know, for our calling, what is our calling? What do you, has there something that you've got inside of you that you know that God has called you to, but actually you've not been able for various reasons? Because actually lockdown meant that we saw all these new businesses start up because people were locked at home, and all of a sudden they started to do the thing that they're really passionate about. So what are the things that you're really passionate about? That's a question to think about when we're thinking about our calling. And the next question I'd really love you to discuss is this one. How do you live your calling out? How do you live out being Jesus in the world, but also your calling, whatever you're passionate about, how do you live that out every day to glorify God? All right, you maybe want to be getting tips off people now. All right, maybe you're feeling, I don't know how I do this. Please tell me. All right, so how, this is a how-to. So share your best bits. You've got 2 seconds. No, you've got a couple of moments. 3, 2, 1. Go. Talk to the people around you. How do you live your calling out in your everyday life to glorify
God? And if you really can't find an answer, you can decide Hong Kong or Newcastle for me.
Couple of moments, friends.
Can I do the do, do? How does it work?
You can try.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Boom.
Boom.
Okay, back in the room, everybody.
We need one of those, like, radio pads, you know, when you can go, like, beep, beep. Or, like, you know, the, you know, when you have, like, a drum
That's
pad.
That's called a car. Press the horn. Okay, everybody. We've talked about, like, because it's hard sometimes understanding what is our calling when maybe we feel like we've landed into a job and we just do that job because that's what helps us pay the bills. You know, we can still glorify God in that place, but also what are the places outside of our work? Because we're not always called into our work. We're called into by what God's called us just to do generally in life. You know, I still think that even maybe I wasn't doing full-time kids ministry stuff, I'd still be doing kids work. But thankfully, praise the Lord, it pays the bill, so I'm okay. And I'm able to live that out. But for others of us, maybe we're sitting here thinking, oh, but I'm not living out my calling because I'm in a job and it's just paying the bills. That's okay, but where else in your life can you be living out what you sense God has given you a passion for? So you've shared where you're at, you've shared living for Jesus, you're making big decision stuff.
Very big decisions.
And we're really praying into that. And if anyone's got any words or pictures, and not like just, you know, go to you and have a great time. But talk to Daisy after. That would be epic. But how does living out the injustice stuff that you feel called to look like, maybe on a Sunday, maybe Monday to Saturday? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, well, I'm really passionate about the whole thing that your calling doesn't have to be your title or your role. Your calling is not your job. It's not what you're doing. So I'm working at a cafe at the moment, and, you know, it's been amazing, and I love it, and it's really fun, but that is not what I feel called to. It'd be great if I was, because I'd be really great and happy, but it's not. It's not what I feel God said on my heart, you are going to work at a cafe. It's just what I'm doing to possibly pay for Hong Kong or put in just savings or whatever. But I think it's like, we have to do everything living like Jesus, because our calling is to glorify God and our calling is to live more like Jesus, because Jesus is the ultimate glorifier of God, because he died on the cross and then he rose again. And so we have to do the same. We have to live like Jesus. So if that means serving people every single day with a coffee, with a smile, how would Jesus do your job? How would Jesus put those data information into the computer? How would he bus drive? I don't know. Bus drive? Drive a bus? That's it. Drive a
Both
bus.
Both would work.
I'd quite like to see Jesus driving a bus. You know, he'd be like really vibing. But how would Jesus do your job? How would he do what you're doing? If you're at school, how would he do those exams? He would revise. He'd work hard because he's working for the glory of God.
Yeah, so good.
So yeah, and also Jesus served the church. He is the church. He was the one who created the church. So we have to serve the church if we're going to be more like Jesus. It's not a tick, I've served on a Sunday. I can do my life. I can be saying yes to God. I've done my part. We have to do it with passion and with motivation, because that's what Jesus calls us to do. So I really recommend joining a team. We're on Serve Sunday. You have so many opportunities to join a team today. Think about what you're good at, what you're passionate about, and then go into that and talk to people about what you're good at and ask them, like, say, oh, Rick, do you think I should work on this team or go for this team? And you don't have to be there every single Sunday working your, like, heart out. You can just do it once a month or
exactly.
Other things like that. So,
absolutely,
yeah.
Right. And you've recently been reading Amos.
Oh, yes.
And you really felt kind of God spoke to you about that as well.
Yeah, I've been reading this book called Amos in the Old Testament, and I've never really heard people talk about it. It's kind of like it's one of those prophecy books. It's like, yeah, it's just a few chapters of prophecy. And I was reading it, and Amos was a prophet. He felt like God was calling him to be a prophet, but he was an ordinary man. He got told by a priest, a holy man of God, to go back to his hometown. He was told to get out, but he was like, no, I'm standing firm in what God's called me to do. But he said to the guy, so this guy called I think his name's Amaziah. Yeah. That's, I don't know how
say it with confidence. Everyone
Amaziah.
Agrees.
Yeah, we're going to call him that now, Amaziah. And he said, no, you need to get out back to your hometown. But Amos said, no, I was born as a shepherd. I wasn't a prophet. I wasn't a son of a prophet. I'm just an ordinary guy. But God called me to do this, and I'm not going to step down. And I think we've got to take that. We don't have to be the son of a preacher or the daughter of a preacher to become a preacher. We don't have to be a prime minister's kid to become a prime minister. Like, we can do anything with God on our side. And if you feel God calling you to it, then you can do it. And you have to just be willing. And the only way we can do this adventure with God is to be willing and to step into it. But you just have to say yes. And that's what I encourage you to do today, to say yes to God.
So good. So good. And actually, that's what the disciples did.
Yeah.
They dropped everything and went. They didn't know where they were going. And sometimes when we say yes to Jesus, we might not know the destination.
Yeah,
all right, but it's just about following him and living it out in the best way that we can. And so I encourage you, some of us in this room are like, oh my goodness me, will they stop talking about stepping out and doing this and doing that? Summer is a great time to actually reconnect with God and go, right, yeah, what totally. Am I doing? Yeah. Who am I? And how do I live this out? And I want to encourage you, we want to encourage you to live it out. All right. As Daisy said, you don't have to be full-time professional Christian like me to live out your calling. You know, I'm an ordinary person. Daisy is an ordinary person. All right. We're all ordinary. It's just that we serve an extraordinary God. And that's what we do. We say yes. The disciples said yes. Daisy said yes. And I guess we want to, I was going to do a Boys Own keynote change, or Westlife one, but I don't think that's a good idea because it just doesn't really help. But I really want to ask you, do you know what you're called to? There's a third question before we move on to that bit. So let's discuss. Third question, please, Kimmy, that'd be amazing. How can you live out your calling in the church, in the world? So maybe those things that you started to talk about, your gifts, your skills, your talents, your calling, how can you live those out here? Or within church, within small group, but also maybe in the world. Discuss with the people next to you. And maybe if you're next to somebody, you could challenge them about which team they're going to sign up for straight after the service. Okay? And because they've said it, they're then accountable to you. 3, 2, 1, discuss! Lovely. Okay. May I invite you to stand, please, if you're able and willing. That would be amazing. We're going to do the hokey cokey. No, we're not. We're going to pray. And for some of us, we do know our calling, and maybe we just have that assurance that we know what God has called us to be. I know of children who have felt at the age of like 7 or 8 that they know what God has called them to do. So if you're that age, maybe you're just going to say, Jesus, what is my calling? I want to follow you the best I can. And maybe we're 108 and we're still trying to work out our calling. Maybe we just spend a couple of minutes just going, Jesus, what am I called to? So I welcome you to hold your hands out in front of you just as a sign of saying, I'm willing, I'm ready. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Lord, I pray that you will start to speak to people. Maybe assure them of the things that they feel called to already. Maybe you're going to start dropping in new dreams, new ideas, new passions for people right now. As I was praying this morning and thinking about what we're going to talk about, I sort of sensed that maybe there's going to be some reigniting of passions and desires in people today. So Holy Spirit, move amongst your people. For some of us, it might be the first time we say, I want to follow. Some of us, it'll be the umpteenth time where we say, I'm coming again, what is it? Come, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, Lord, we just pray that we can be more like Amos, where he stood up to what he felt God was calling him to. I pray for those in here that know their calling but are scared to take that leap. I pray that we can recognize that. Sometimes, Lord, it's really scary saying yes to what you want us to do. But I pray that we can have courage in your name and your name only. I pray for those who are not sure about their calling, people like me, people who are like, God, what is it that you want? I pray that you'd spark new dreams, you'd ignite new fires in us. I pray that we can stand together, Lord Jesus. I thank you for connect groups, for community. I pray that we can have courage to share with our connect groups about where we're at. Lord, I pray as we go out from here where we're signing up to teams, I pray that you'd ignite new fires in that, Lord Jesus, that you'd give us passions and show us where we're meant to be there, Lord Jesus, that you'd show us what teams we want to be on or what teams you want us to be on. I pray that you'd lead the way, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you lead us, God, and that you don't leave us alone in this, that you're in these decisions, that you're in these dreams, that if we just say yes to you, then you'll make it happen. Thank you, Jesus.